Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April 29th. In the news this morning, overnight EWOT prices were July corn up 3.5 cents at 647.5. July wheat up 2 cents at 724.75. And May beans up a dime at 1523.75. There were no flash sales this morning, but the weekly sales were pretty much as expected. 521 old crop corn, 553 new crop, 224 old crop wheat, 237 new beans, 292 old crop, 439 new crop. Despite the continuing COVID crisis in India, looks like India is going to have a record wheat crop. There was more African swine fever found in Inner Mongolia in the Chinese pig herd there, which could explain why the hogs were so strong yesterday. The IG, the International Grain Council, has consumption of wheat up due to the high prices of corn. Grain production steady, but total grain supplies up 2 million metric tons. Could be just a touch bearish out here. But we've had really pretty decent rains from all the way from central Texas, all the way on a curve up through Illinois into Indiana and east. It brought some very welcome rains to some very dry conditions out here. So, you know, that's certainly a help. Now, are we going to slow down planting in the areas for a couple of days? Yeah, we are. But it looks like we return to a normal patterning again in the next day or so. So I don't see anything that's really going to slow planting that bad. We had great planting numbers in Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So I think we're going to be pretty much right at the five-year averages on corn planting, maybe ahead on the bean planting. You know, the question is this thing over? And, you know, it seems like we've had a couple of key technical signals in these markets that have said it was over, and we continued to rally significantly since these various sell signals were hit. I would say that the volatility we saw on Tuesday and Wednesday is indicative of what we see at contract highs and contract lows. I mean, we've got 50, 60 cent ranges in the beans. We've got 40 cent ranges in the corn. So that acts fairly toppy to me out here. The weather in Brazil is still dry, but they've had some rains. Argentina's dry, but they've had some rains. We know that Brazil is exporting beans into the U.S. So far, it's just one load. But overall, I think you've got to be a little skeptical up here. You've got great old crop and new crop prices, and I would certainly be looking to do some marketing at these levels. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.